This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hageani. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh held a telephonic conversation with the German Federal Minister of Defense, Mr. Boris Pistorius, today. They briefly reviewed the ongoing defense cooperation activities, including exercises in the air and maritime domains. The ministers discussed ways to further strengthen the defense industrial collaboration and enhance supply chain resilience. They plan to meet in the near future to give concrete shape to the defense engagements and joint projects with an aim to transform defense as a key pillar of the India-Germany bilateral relationship. A review meeting to examine the present status of interstate border dispute with Assam was held today by the Regional Border Committee of Papumpare at the DC Conference Hall in UPR. State Minister cum Chairman, Regional Committee for Papumpare District, Balu Raja, called for collaborative efforts from all the stakeholders to solve the long-pending border issue amicably. He urged for working in a team spirit to prepare a concrete roadmap for the settlement of boundary problems amicably with the counterpart districts of Assam. He further directed all to complete the tasks assigned within this month and submit their reports for upcoming discussion with the Regional Committee of Counterpart Districts of Assam to be held on January 2025. The 92nd Raising Day of the Indian Air Force was celebrated for the first time at the Tambaram Air Force Station near Chennai today. Meanwhile, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan hoisted the flag on the occasion. The Chief of Air Staff, A.P. Singh, inspected the parade and gave away citations and awards for distinguished performances of the units of the Air Force this year. Deputy Chief Minister Chauhan Min yesterday assured the affected committee of Kalai to Hydropower Project Hawaii to take up their safety concerns with the implementing agency, Tehri Hydro Development Corporation, and the Chief Minister Pema Khandu at the government level during a meeting at Tezu in Lohit district, taking notes on all concerns regarding the safety, security and development of both the upstream and downstream affected people. The Deputy CM has assured them that the government's commitment will be for the welfare of the people as per the norms laid down in hydropower policy. The Met Centre Itanagar has forecasted heavy rainfall at isolated places at Lohit, Lower Dibang Valley, East Siang, Upper Siang, Leparada, Shinyomi, Siang, Papumpare, East Kameng and West Kameng districts. These districts are in yellow alert zone. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has announced to award the 2024 Nobel Prize in Physics to John H. Hopfield and Geoffrey E. Hinton for their foundational discoveries and inventions that enable machine learning through artificial neural networks. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has formed an internal committee to oversee a comprehensive review of the Income Tax Act 1961. The Ministry of Finance said that the goal of this committee is to make the Act concise, clear and easy to understand, which will reduce disputes, litigation and provide greater tax certainty to taxpayers. The Ministry also invited suggestions from stakeholders, experts and the public on the Income Tax e-filing portal. State Urban Affairs and Allied Minister Balu Raja yesterday inaugurated New Age Learning Centre at Biawang Heri Government Higher Secondary School at Palin in Kradadi District. Deputy Chief Minister Chauhan Min in his social media post said, as the state government has dedicated this year as the Year of Youth, this platform will offer these students with modular facilities, creating a flexible and innovative learning environment and will serve as a significant step towards empowering our future generation. Meanwhile, the minister also inaugurated a maiden amateur boxing club at Kradadi district in presence of Kradadi DC Sunny Singh. Changlang Deputy Commissioner Vishal Sa yesterday spearheaded the project of declaring catchment area protection and source rejuvenation of Kimiyong in Changlang district. Further, Rang Hee Ho has been notified as drinking water catchment area under the Arunachal Pradesh Protection of Drinking Water Catchment Area Act 2023. Meanwhile, after this declaration, the felling of trees, destruction or clearance of groves, bushes or any vegetative cover, jhooming, quarrying, excavation of earth, open defecation along the water bodies, sewer outlets and disposal of solid waste will be prohibited. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.